Welcome.
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 Welcome, bitches.
Here is another episode of
Off the Dome Podcast.
I don't know if you guys had a chance to read the article, but basically the whole thing is like about how, like, in a way, Oppenheimer is like a self, like, sort of biography for Nolan and how he views himself as like being responsible for like the Hollywood hero trend and shit because of like 08's Dark Knight trilogy and all that success and whatnot. So, you know, Nolan has become bringer of death to cinema in this thing. It's an interesting topic, though. I think it's a nuanced sort of perspective on it, and in a way, right, like, it's funny, right, because in like how Oppenheimer did ultimately bring about the change to kind of prevent like total nuclear annihilation, right, because he did eventually help kind of get us there to the point where like, okay, these treaties were being signed and people were like, all right, you know what, we can't fucking just bomb each other into oblivion. With now Oppenheimer and Barbie appearing as successful as they are and superhero movies steadily declining, at least compared to what they used to bring in, how like he might also effectively bring the end of the superhero era in that.
Right. Well, I think they were talking about just Barbenheimer, just people being hyped for something that isn't superheroes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if it does happen, I don't think it's at all intentional.
It's a funny parallel.
It's interesting to note for sure. I think the problem with the superhero genre is kind of the problem that, you know, it happens. I'm 90% sure I've said this in another recording. Every decade, there's a fad for movies, for filmmaking. So like 1970s, it was mobster films, right?
Yes.
1980s, you had slasher films, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, yeah, like you get the formula and then you see it works and then everyone tries to do something similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think superhero movies stuck around for a little too long. And when I say a little too long, I actually think it would have been perfect for Endgame. Right? So superhero movies kind of start catching on early 2000s, mid 2000s, right? But they don't really blow the fuck up like for real until around 2008, right?
Right.
That's the same year you get Iron Man. You get The Dark Knight, I believe.
No, I think a little bit before that, bro.
No, like X-Men?
Oh, you were feeling the Yang Hulk that came out?
That was your shit? Include Spider-Man, bro.
Spider-Man? Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Dude, like, but Spider-Man, but like, Spider-Man was making money, but Spider-Man wasn't making it.
Spider-Man was, to me, I feel like Spider-Man was the point.
Absolutely, but there was... Yes, but no one was taking it serious, right? Like even the Raimi movies.
Spider-Man 3 kind of took a hit to Tobey's Spider-Man trilogy, like that reputation, and that's part of the reason that things were looking down.
That's what I'm saying. Like they said, hey, look, if we could, like, what I'm saying is, so they looked at it as, hey, if they're doing that shit with fucking Spider-Man, you know what I mean? Look at the trilogy they made. I mean, the first one was fucking great. The second one was great. And the third one, I mean, the second one was all right. The third one was just garbage, right?
Right.
Hold on, Lou.
They think about it and they're like, hey, fuck. Maybe Christopher Nolan probably was like, yo, I could make a better fucking trilogy than that shit. You know what I mean? If you put a little bit more effort into it.
You're saying Spider-Man inspired Nolan. They're like, look at how they massacred like that, my boy.
Well, no. So I think. Well, that's kind of what I wanted to know.
Inspiration probably drew from there. You know what I mean?
Well, that's. I think with Christopher Nolan, no. I think with Christopher Nolan, they were like, "Do you want to direct Batman?" And he was like, "Sure," but he didn't film around Batman, or he didn't direct around the idea of this is a Batman movie per se.
Yeah.
Right, he wasn't like example, I'm gonna make. He didn't. Knight he was didn't
famously a crime thriller that just happened to have a superhero in it. Like
right. Which... So I think he crafted movies that would have been good regardless. He wasn't filming to make a good superhero movie. He was filming to just make a good superhero movie. So that's why I say superhero movies didn't kind of start going in that direction until later. Because Spider-Man, listen, man, you're not going to find a bigger Sam Raimi Spider-Man than me, right? I fucking love those movies. I watch them all the fucking time, right? I'll put them in the background. Yeah. Those movies are campy as shit, which is very Sam Raimi, right? If you like Sam Raimi, the Evil Dead series, all that stuff, that's very Sam Raimi, right? They're campy. They're not meant to be taken seriously, right? Even the jokes are like, haha, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't think you start seeing that switch, right? Because even later on, and that's a big problem that I think is happening with superhero movies now. You know, even Iron Man, right? Funny movie, Robert Downey Jr., obviously a funny guy. That being said, that movie, you know, had its ups and downs. And I still think it's the best Iron Man movie that they made, the original. But you had movies like that. Even, I'll say, right, like everyone's least favorite stepchild, the Hulk movie, right? Even that was trying to go like, yo, how can we make this a little bit more serious, right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily dark. But yo, enough with the campy shit, right? I'm not trying to see that campy bullshit. How can we kind of ground this a little bit? And I think that's when you started seeing that change. I think the opposite started happening lately with superhero movies, which I think is why people are like, I don't give a shit. So you had like Thor, campy as fuck, you know, goofy to the point where people are like, yo, this might as well be a different character. Ant-Man, just not good. And then you have the movies that are like the movies that are trying to do something interesting. So Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, right? I didn't watch it, but everyone that's watched it has been like, yeah, it's probably the best movie to come out since Endgame from them. And yeah, it's a movie that tried to make it a good movie regardless of superheroes, right? You had some like touching emotional moments, shit that, you know, it's not just, oh, we're superheroes and we make jokes and whatever and we're gonna win. You know what I mean? It had a little bit more than that.
Yeah, so, sure. And it was very dramatic. And it was,
you know what I'm saying? So that's the type of thing that I think it's like, yeah, people are kind of over the campiness because it started happening and it started off like Iron Man, funny movie, whatever. You know, all right. Then Iron Man 2 comes out, Phase 2 comes out. All right, they're a little bit more jokey, right? You got more jokes, you got more zingers or whatever. Yeah. You get to Phase 3 and it's like, all right, now it's like 50% jokes, right?
Yeah.
You got Ant-Man works at Baskin Robbins, you know, all that shit. And you're like, all right, it's still whatever. But at this point, it's like, yo, I'm fucking 10 movies invested, right? I'm going to finish the story.
Yeah.
Once you got past Endgame, it's like, yo, there is like, you know, we can't keep, if everything is a world-ending event, like, you know what I mean? Then it's just fucking Tuesday.
Yeah, it's like you up the stakes to the point where there's nowhere else to go, right?
What's the solution?
Jumping the shark, you know?
Right. So what's the solution? The same shit they did with comic books. All right, cool. So they could go one of two ways. We either make it super edgy, like comic books in the 90s, right? Everything is edgy and fucking, and Superman has a fucking mullet or whatever. And now his suit is black. It's not even red and blue. It's just black. It's edgy. And then like Spider-Man is like, yo, now we got Venom and Carnage and he's a fucking serial killer and you're like, yo, what happened to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You either go that direction or you go the complete opposite direction, which is Silver Age, right?
Right.
Like, if you know comic
campier, it's a little more right. Family friendly.
You go the Adam West Batman route, right? Which is nothing wrong with it, right? It has its place. But it's
not gonna give you the critically acclaimed films that we became accustomed to in,
you know what I'm saying,
phases 1 through 4, let's say, you know, because there was some legitimate masterpieces in there. There were some really good directors that Marvel got their hands on. Like, I can't stress the importance of, like, you know, this was also just good timing. You know, like, we as a populace, they got to enjoy the MCU in its heyday, got to enjoy not just the pinnacle of storytelling, but it was a perfect intersection of, like, they took the road mapping serious, they took the story serious, they took the movie serious, and they cared about the directors that they got to do some of these films, right? Like, and it's funny because they even got some early criticisms about, like, certain handlings and, like, studio interference, right? but now in phase 5 and 6, like, oh, we're hearing nothing but bad stuff, right? Like, so it's just like there was a lot of things that needed to go right in those first couple of phases that maybe didn't get appreciated as much when we were in them, because I think maybe a lot of people just got the assumption that, like, oh, they'll just kind of keep doing this, right? Like, because we got so accustomed to it for so long that it's almost it's jarring to see what it's become now, right? It's these CGI slop fest with nothing but one-liners and zingers, with a clear emphasis on, you know, selling merchandise and opening rides and theme parks and stuff, which has its place in the median, but it can't be the only thing, right? Which is why, you know, looping it back to what we talked about earlier, that's why something like Oppenheimer feels like such a breath of fresh air, right? Barbie, Mission Impossible, Top Gun Maverick, all these films come out and have great success because it's just a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely. Well, yes. I also think, I mean, if you really want to tie this into current events, I think the writer's strike is going to be a good marking point, right? Because assuming the writers win, which they will, that's going to give them a little bit more leeway with time. So Oppenheimer, clearly a passion project, right? Barbie, directed by Greta Gerwig, who is a fantastic director. That being said, she also co-wrote the screenplay with Noah Baumbach, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know if you know who he is, but that dude works with Wes Anderson, you know what I'm saying? He has obviously worked with her. That being so what I'm getting at is these are movies that are kind of passion projects, right? Barbie, if we want to touch on that, right? Yeah, it's a movie about a toy, but clearly they had an idea for the direction, right?
Right.
And yeah. With Oppenheimer, yeah, we have the facts. Like, that is, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can pick up a history book, you can kind of get the gist.
Yeah.
But you're not trying to do that. You know, Christopher Nolan fucking wrote it, too.
Right.
So he's like, I this is something I care about, obviously, because I'm not just directing it. I'm fucking writing it and directing it. I have the whole vision.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, the problem with a lot of movies lately is they're not being made based on how they want to do it or whatever. They're made to sell media merch, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You have 35 different movies that are all tied together, and you told the story, but guess what? They're still tied together. And you're like, all right, you know, at some point, like, the audience isn't dumb, right? People are going to figure out, like, yo, this shit is like, there is, that's it, right? They told the story they wanted to tell, but, you know, they're making money, so they're going to keep pumping this out until we stop paying for it.
I really don't think the Disney Plus series helped at all in this equation. I think you added even more content to an already oversaturated market that you oversaturated. You know,
absolutely. Like, but, like, remember, I mean, don't go back that far, man. Remember Star Wars craze back in, when was it, 2017, when The Force Awakens came out?
Yeah.
People were pumped, and then they figured, and then they were like, all right, cool, new Star Wars movie.
It was fun because it was an event. It's not fun when it's a Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Like, exactly. And then what happened? They came out with, I think, 2 or 3 Star Wars movies every year, and people were like, all right, you know, like, by the 5th movie, they're like, yeah, I'm not doing the Marvel thing again. I did it once. I'm not about it, right?
Yeah.
So,
real quick, so we can maybe end on, and we could probably end on this, but Eric, like, because it doesn't sound like, where it sounds like me and Lou are a little more pessimistic, a little more jaded to the superhero films. I'm not getting that sense from you. Like, do you still enjoy them? Like, what's your general thoughts?
You know,
like,
what my general thoughts on that shit is.
The theme
my
is going.
My shit is, I would like for example, right? There's Raimi, there's Nolan, you know, all these, they have a certain way of doing superhero movies, right? I like Nolan style more, just because it gives you a more darker sense of the character, you know what I mean? And, like, I feel like, yo, if you're gonna have movies that, quote unquote, the characters are kind of dark,
right?
Like Batman, Deadpool, you know, fucking Venom, like, you know, make it not, you know, don't make it fucking rated R, but make it enough where, make it dark enough where, you know, where the adults could get invested into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you want them to lean into like Bronze Era, like the dark shit with like the, like what Lou was talking about with the mullets. Well, and shit.
No, not even because like I'll give you an example of a movie that Eric was singing praises about, the Super Mario movie. Eric thought it was great. So I think it just comes down to, yo, I get the jokes, right? The oh my god, he slipped and fell, that's funny, you know what I'm saying? All those fucking gags. They're funny, I get it. But like you can tell they're clearly geared towards younger kids. And don't get me wrong, right? Like super, it's kind of like what George Lucas used to say about Star Wars. At the end of the day, comic books were for kids. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like maybe not at first, because they were sending them out to fucking in MRE packs and whatever. But, you know, eventually, yeah, it became geared toward kids. Kids used to buy comic books. That's what, you know, that's your audience. I get it. Yeah. But at the same time, you can't just make it that, because if you're gonna do that, then fucking make a YouTube series.
you don't need to
make these fucking $300 million movies to do the same three jokes.
When they make these fucking movies, it's like, god damn it, bro. Like, if you're gonna take it, like for example, I feel like with fucking Nolan, right, making Batman. It gave us such a great and dark perspective on Batman, and no one else has ever been able to do that. Like, just, I mean, now this.
I get Batman, where you're coming from. I would have to disagree specifically on Batman and the darkness aspects of it. I actually think the most recent Batman probably ups that. But I don't want to get too in the weeds with this stuff.
The most recent,
but one, just right? More so like, so I guess so we could put a bow on it. Would you say that you're optimistic about where the superhero genre is heading, or would you say you're maybe a bit more pessimistic, especially now hearing like me and Lou kind of bash on it?
I mean, I don't really give a fuck what happened with it. I mean, I just like, I mean,
oh, you're still here. I didn't think anyone would make it this far. If you like this episode and want to hear more of our content, click on any of the links down below and don't forget to subscribe. Catch you guys next time.